next on the 5 o'clock report.
What a missed opportunity.
Last night was incredibly powerful.
We have a lot of angry people in this country.
Jobs are up, wages are up.
It's very baffling to me.
This is unconstitutional rubbish.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
The gloves are off in the march to the midterms. Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. It was billed as a speech for the soul of America, but its focus and firepower was squarely aimed at one man and his followers.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. MAGA Republicans. MAGA Republicans. MAGA Republicans. MAGA Republicans believe that for them to succeed, everyone else has to fail.
Speaking at Independence Hall in Philadelphia last night, the birthplace of American democracy, President Biden accused MAGA Republicans of being a threat to democracy. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre disagrees with those who called it a political speech.
Standing up for democracy is not political. Denouncing political violence is not political. Defending rights and freedom is not political. What the president did last night was incredibly powerful.
Donald Trump called the speech awkward and angry, adding that if Biden doesn't want to make America great again, then he shouldn't be president. Democratic strategist Jessica Tarlof says the tough talk was just what Democrats wanted to hear.
Every single Democrat that I heard from were saying that this was the speech that they had been waiting for Joe Biden to make. And it's been a complaint for years that Republicans are always on offense and we're always on defense.
Charlie Hurt with the Washington Times.
If Democrat voters looked at that and said, yes, that's speaking for me, then we have a lot of very angry, disenchanted people in this country.
Louisiana Senator John Kennedy thinks the president owes an apology to the tens of millions of Americans who voted for Trump.
What a missed opportunity to talk to the American people straight up about the reasons when they lie down and sleep at night they can't. He could have talked about crime, inflation. Instead, he chose to say to the American people, if you don't agree with me, you're a bad person.
The president said that MAGA Republicans don't respect the Constitution, don't believe in the rule of law, and don't recognize the will of the people.
The people that President Biden is talking about are the people who get up every day, go to work, obey the law, pay their taxes, try to teach their kids morals. They do want to make America great again. They just don't agree with President Biden's neo-socialist woke agenda.
Today, when pressed about the speech, the president said he does not consider Trump supporters a threat, but added their failure to condemn violence for political gain is inappropriate. Fresh comments today from the president on the economy after a government report showed 315,000 new jobs were added to payrolls last month.
Jobs are up, wages are up, people are back to work, and we're seeing some signs that inflation maybe, I'm not overpromising, may be beginning to ease.
Unemployment for August ticked up 0.2% as more Americans got off the sidelines and tested out the job market. We're still awaiting that ruling from a federal judge in Florida on whether she'll appoint a special master to oversee the FBI case against Donald Trump. He's accused of violating the Presidential Records Act by removing classified materials from the White House. Those materials were seized last month by the feds at Mar-a-Lago.
The Trump lawyers compared this probe of his possession of highly sensitive records to a dispute over an overdue library book, and they argued that a special master was needed to sift through things independently. Meanwhile, the Justice Department, those officials argued forcefully that this investigation is ongoing and very serious in dealing with top secret matters related to intelligence and national security.
Robert Costa reporting, Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he is not going to stop busing illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities like New York, Washington, and now Chicago.
Chicago gets a trickle of 75 of them in the community, or New York gets 1,500 of them. They seemingly cannot handle it.
He blasted the liberal mayors of those cities for declaring themselves sanctuary cities, but then complaining about the illegal immigrants who arrive there from Texas.
when they have to actually walk the walk of the talk they've already done, it shows they cannot handle it.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot calls Abbott's busing program racist and a political stunt. In Jackson, Mississippi, residents are being told to shower with their mouths shut. That's because of the water emergency that's been going on there for nearly a week.
Seven so-called water distribution mega sites will be open today in Jackson, Mississippi, as the city's 180,000 residents remain without running water. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves.
These sites will be well stocked, they will be well staffed, and they will be well prepared to handle the continued emergency of the coming days.
No one has any idea how long it will take to get the capital city's water supply up and running.
Correspondent Jim Krasula, countdown's begun for the Artemis moon rocket blastoff. They'll try again tomorrow. Reporter Mark Strassman.
The latest from Mission Control is that they are a go for launch, but that said, that's not a guarantee that this rocket is going to get off the ground. Nearly 500 of what they call launch commit criteria all have to line up for this rocket to get a liftoff.
Space consultant Bill Harwood has more on the mission.
Launch is time to get the spacecraft, the Orion capsule, to a specific point in space so they can get to the trajectory they want to do this distant retrograde orbit, they call it. It's a big orbit around the moon. It'll carry the capsule further from Earth than any human-rated spacecraft has ever been.
Blastoff scheduled for 2:17 tomorrow afternoon. Also tomorrow, you can go to the movies for just $3. How about that? That discount's good at more than 3,000 theaters nationwide. Organizers of the National Cinema Day event say movie attendance has dragged since the pandemic hit, and September 3rd is the day to celebrate how movies were meant to be seen on the big screen. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, what teacher shortage? Brandon Dixon has a report. Gun reforms and the church. And at the end of the broadcast, Wing Fest is back in Buffalo.
Here is your family life weather forecast for tonight. Beautiful. After a lovely evening, it'll be clear and mild. Tomorrow, very warm and more humid than it was today, with ample sunshine, high temperatures in the 80s. Sunday, variable cloudiness with a couple of widely spaced showers and thundershowers. High temperatures from the mid-70s near Lake Ontario to the mid-80s in eastern Pennsylvania. Then on Monday, Labor Day, mostly cloudy and cooler. Showers will spread through Pennsylvania and the southern tier of New York, with high temperatures on Monday primarily in the 70s.
All right, Kevin Williams, thank you very much. A disturbing report on drugs in America today. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration is warning parents about brightly colored fentanyl that's used to target kids. Family Life's Jeremy Miller.
Yeah, that's right. The agency says colored fentanyl and fentanyl pills have been seized in 18 states just this month. And drug cartels are making potentially deadly fentanyl look like candy to kids. It's being seized in multiple forms, including blocks that look like sidewalk chalk. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that's up to 100 times more potent than morphine, has a heroin-like effect, and even small doses can be deadly. Annual drug overdose deaths have jumped 44% since the start of the COVID pandemic. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
Thank you, Jeremy. Religious leaders are questioning New York's new gun control measures, which ban people from carrying a weapon inside a church.
Churches that have security teams, as of this Sunday, those churches will no longer have those security teams, and those that are carrying guns in church will be guilty of committing a felony.
Jason McGuire at New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedom.
This is unconstitutional rubbish that I believe will be overturned one day, but the state government under Governor Kathy Hochul and the Democratic majorities are forcing New Yorkers to have to surrender their constitutional rights and fight dollars and cents to get it through the courts again. It ought not to be done this way.
The new gun restrictions took effect yesterday. They were adopted in response to the recent Supreme Court ruling, which expanded gun rights in New York. Workers at 14 Pennsylvania nursing homes went on strike today. Lindsay Ward with KDKA in Pittsburgh.
This is certainly going to be tough, because we are talking about the loved ones impacted by this who are at home, seeing their loved ones inside these facilities, wondering, are they still going to get the care that they need?
The 700 unionized workers want better pay and benefits. That strike impacts nursing homes in dozens of counties throughout Pennsylvania. The Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania is still refusing to debate his Republican rival. John Fetterman says his stroke recovery will determine that. that. I spoke about the debate debacle today with Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute.
People of Pennsylvania, the voters of Pennsylvania, deserve the opportunity to hear from the Senate candidates. Fetterman, the stroke that he suffered, is an issue. And if it means he can't debate, then that's an issue in and of itself.
The polls have tightened considerably since just, you know, in the midsummer. Now it's within the margin of error, as they say. If he does not agree to a debate, now, no, Oz wants to do five of these. If he doesn't agree, is this going to really start to raise questions in the minds of voters that, hey, what's wrong with John Fetterman?
Well, I think it should. And, you know, the lack of campaign appearances and lack of opportunity for the people to really see Fetterman for what he is and talk about the issues and defend his policies, I think that may be some of the reason why the polls are tightening.
Do you think if when Pennsylvanians really start to tune in and understand what his positions are on things like crime and drugs and immigration, I mean, far outside the mainstream, do you think that's part of why he doesn't want to debate?
I think that is, you know, there are the twofold things. One, I think that his positions are difficult to defend in terms of where Pennsylvanians are. Mainstream Pennsylvanians are not progressive like John Fetterman is. And so I think that may be one of the reasons why he's reticent to debate. And also, again, the question of recovery from his stroke, what his health situation is like. Those are some of the issues that that I think are why he's reticent to debate.
That is Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was in Binghamton this morning announcing a nearly $64 million project at Binghamton University. Schumer says this investment will make the Southern Tier a national hub for battery research and manufacturing. The Senate Majority Leader claims the battery center will create thousands of good-paying jobs for the city of Binghamton. And a new report today questions the narrative of a teacher shortage in Pennsylvania. Family Life's Brandon Dixon has that story.
The report points to significant declines in student enrollment, even as public school employment has risen. According to the Commonwealth Foundation, there's been a more than 6.5% drop in public school enrollment the past 20 years. If you do the math, that's 120,000 fewer students. At the same time, public schools have added 20,000 more employees, including a nearly 40% growth among administrators. The think tank argues school districts are stockpiling taxpayer resources at a time when Pennsylvania's education funding outpaces most of the rest of the nation. The average Pennsylvania teacher earns over $71,000 a year. Districts spend almost $20,000 on every public school student in the Commonwealth every year. That's eighth most in the nation. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
All right, Brandon, thank you for that. You're plugged into the 5 o'clock report, a Friday edition on Family Life.
English philosopher Francis Bacon wrote, "Money is a great servant, but a bad master." Hi, I'm Rob West with a MoneyWise Minute. Money can be a blessing or a curse, but do you get to decide which? As a believer, we must choose wisely and make a conscious decision. 1 Timothy 6 warns, "Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil." But money can also be a great blessing. God modeled exactly how to break money's curse of greed, and that's with generosity. He gave us his only son that we might spend eternity in heaven with him. Giving is how we turn the curse of money into a blessing. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the MoneyWise community. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store or visit MoneyWise.org.
Coming up, it's a wing thing in Buffalo, but first this.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. We head into the weekend with some fine summer weather. The pattern will include warmth, sunshine for your Saturday. The warmth fades, though, Sunday, Monday with the approach of a cold front, but it means some showers and thundershowers. Our call in detail for tonight, beautiful. After a lovely evening, it'll be clear and mild. Certainly not as cool as last night, but temperatures still drop into the comfortable mid-50s to the low 60s. But tomorrow, very warm and more humid than it was today, with ample sunshine, high temperatures in the 80s. Sunday, variable cloudiness with a couple of widely spaced showers and thundershowers. High temperatures from the mid-70s near Lake Ontario to the mid-80s in eastern Pennsylvania. Then on Monday, Labor Day, mostly cloudy and cooler. Showers will spread through Pennsylvania and the southern tier of New York. with high temperatures on Monday, primarily in the 70s.
All right, Kevin, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Finally at 5, if chicken wings are your thing, Buffalo, New York's the place to be this weekend. Family Life's Dee Haley has a preview.
The 20th annual National Buffalo Wing Festival takes place this weekend at Highmark Stadium. Admission to the event is $20 per person, and food tickets can be purchased inside the stadium for $1.50 each. Chicken wings will cost one ticket each. All beverages will be sold cashless through debit or credit cards. The festival runs from noon until 9 on Saturday and noon until 7 on Sunday. Admission includes free parking in lots 6 and 7, located off Abbott Road next to the festival entrance. Dee Haley, Family Life News.
All right, Dee, thank you for that. And just like that, we're out of time this Friday, the 2nd of September. Have a safe and wonderful Labor Day holiday. I'm Bob Price, Family Life News.